Christmas is a time of hope. It is always a time of hope. But this year particularly, given all of the situations we're facing nationally, the great tragedy that took place in Connecticut, in the world in general. So what we pronounce, what we proclaim, what we announce at Christmas is always have hope. Christ came among us to say to us, we're capable of making a better world. He offered us all the potential, all the power, all the grace that is his gift to us, to see one another as brothers and sisters, to face a world where we can actually make a peaceful world, a better community, a world where there's true justice, where there is true peace. All of that's ours to do, and we have the power to do it with God's grace.
I have heard anecdotal evidence that the country in general, because of what happened in Connecticut and because of just the general times, is down this year, that a lot of people don't have the Christmas spirit because of those things. It reminds me a little bit of post 9/11, to be perfectly honest. Does that make it harder to get that uplifting that you're hoping for?
I think it's precisely in moments like this that we are called to look deep inside and to once again rekindle that relationship with God that calls us to a relationship one with another. Faith is always, always challenged when there are these dark moments. But it's precisely then that we realize we are not here alone. We're not making our way through life all by ourselves. We do have God's presence. We do have God's love. We do have God's light and grace. And that should be a source of renewed confidence. It doesn't take away the pain, the suffering, the loss, but it makes it easier to bear because now we have a perspective in which to see it.
Now, if I remember correctly, you came from the Pittsburgh area prior
That's
to
right.
this. Since you've been in Washington, do you mm-hmm. find the message is different?
Well, I think the message always remains the same, but those of us receiving it are in different situations. Washington is a highly complex, cosmopolitan city. There is so much attention, rightfully so, to politics because we're the capital of the United States. We're the capital of the most significant nation on the planet. And so our focus many times is on these issues. But the message is still the same. We need to face life with confidence in God's grace. We need to treat one another with dignity, with respect. We need to see that we're capable of building a truly good and just society. And that message is as valid today as it was 2,000 years ago when God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, among us. But here, I think we have a special responsibility because in Washington, we do impact the world. What goes on here touches people all around the world.
Now, for most people, the holidays, they have time off. It's time to relax. For you, it's the crunch season.
this is the busy time. And there's a great joy to that. When you think this evening, we'll be having the traditional midnight mass with many, many, many people. And tomorrow we have a mass at the National Shrine for thousands, followed by a Christmas dinner for homeless, for the needy. It's one of those moments when we get to see the true face of Christmas.
Talking about the homeless and the needy, the need has gone up in this region because of the economic situation we're in. Are you finding the demand on Catholic Charities and some of those other people who are doing good works is higher?
It is. As there is a growing need, so there is the need for a growing response. One of the things, though, I'm so pleased with, and I think this is true across the board, people are responding generously. It's something we can be so proud of in this area. Yes, there are needs. Yes, there are needy people, people whose needs are substantial, but there's also a significant response. Catholic Charities is receiving the largest response to its appeal, especially at Christmas time, in its history. I think it's people saying, if you're helping, we want to be with you. We can't be there to touch everyone. You can, so let us help you.
How wide does that go? Does that involve Hurricane Sandy victims, Connecticut?
Catholic Charities is spread across the entire country. Last year alone, in all of the different cities and states, Catholic Charities touched 9 million people. Here in our own archdiocese, here in the district and the surrounding counties, we cared for 120,000 people last year. Catholic Charities continues to touch people in their need, where they are, and we can do that because of the extraordinary generosity of good people, not just Catholics, all over the area.
Now, you mentioned Mass at the Shrine tomorrow. That is a beautiful facility. I've been there a number of times. Is it something special doing Mass in that particular facility?
The reason it's so special is, aside from the magnificence of this huge church and its beauty, the numbers of people. And when you look out from the sanctuary into the church, you see the face of our country. Every ethnic community, every background is represented there. It is such a beautiful sight to see the face of our nation there as we celebrate the birth of Christ. And then, as I mentioned, to go downstairs and to have the shrine and all the volunteer staff preparing meals, 800 meals for people who might not otherwise have a real Christmas dinner.
And what's your message to non-Christians, non-Catholics?
The message of Christmas to everyone is we can truly live in peace. If every one of us accepted the gospel message, whether we believe that Jesus is God's son or not, we can all accept his gospel message that we're called to care for one another, we're called to love one another, and that if we treat one another with compassion, forgiveness, decency, respect, we can build a better world. He called it the kingdom of God. It happens to be that world of peace and truth. And that's a message that's universal for everyone.
Your Eminence, has anybody come to you like in the last 3 or 4 weeks and said, I don't understand what happened in Connecticut. It's damaged my faith. It's made me question my faith.
I think that's a natural reaction. I think people are so confused, all of us, that this could possibly happen. I mean, these are children. And yet, it does say to us that with free will, with human nature and the weaknesses of human nature, if we're not constantly looking to virtue, looking to build up our relationship with God and one another in faith, in love, terrible things can happen. I've had people say to me, how is it possible that we could have in this nation arrived at such a level of disrespect for one another that this could take place? I think we need to focus all over again on the value, the dignity of each person, the life of every single person. Perhaps the more we say that to our kids, the more we'll produce a generation where these things won't happen.